From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. A hostage reportedly is beheaded by the Islamic State group. The Japanese government says it is trying to authenticate a purported Islamic State video that shows the apparent beheading of hostage Kenji Goto. The new video appeared on the Internet Saturday, 2 days after the latest deadline by Islamic State militants demanding the release of an Iraqi prisoner. The video shows a hooded man standing over Goto, holding a knife to the journalist's throat. It ends with a picture of a decapitated body. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended Saturday without a deal as fighting raged in the country's east, killing both soldiers and civilians. The talks in Minsk broke up after several hours. Ukraine's envoy, former President Leonid Kuchma, blamed separatist negotiators who said he refused to discuss steps for a ceasefire and withdrawal of heavy weapons. Denis Pushilin of the Donetsk People's Republic said a dialogue, not Ukraine's monologue, is necessary for the Minsk agreements. Shelling in the strategic transport hub of Debaltseve killed 12 civilians Saturday, according to the police chief of the rebel-held Donetsk region. Debaltseve is located northeast of the city of Donetsk. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said Saturday the nation faces a long fight to defeat Islamic extremists after a series of attacks on security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. Mr. Sisi delivered the warning in a televised address Saturday after cutting short his trip to the African Union summit in Ethiopia to respond to the violence. At least 30 security personnel were killed in Sinai Thursday in multiple assaults. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. The African Union has agreed to move forward with a proposal to send 7,500 troops to fight the Boko Haram insurgency in West Africa. AU leaders were meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, for a two-day summit ending Saturday. AU Commissioner for Peace and Security is Ismail Shergi.
We will have indeed the challenge of financing this force, and discussions are ongoing, and for us, indeed, the best will be within the assessed contributions of UN.
The AU will now seek UN approval and funding to build the force. Iraqi Kurdish forces retook an oil station Saturday that had been seized by Islamic State militants, but there were conflicting reports about the fate of workers at the facility. The Reuters news agency quoted two officials from the state-run North Oil Company as saying 15 oil workers were missing from the Kabaz oil field in northern Iraq, but the French news agency AFP said 24 workers were taken captive and had been freed. U.S. President Barack Obama says it is time to decide what kind of country America wants to be.
Will we accept an economy where only a few of us do spectacularly well? Or will we build an economy where everyone who works hard has a chance to get ahead?
The president said he's sending a budget to Congress based on the idea that, quote, this country does best when everyone gets their fair shot, everyone does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same set of rules. Relations between Russia and the West could become more strained amid an inquiry into the murder of a former Russian spy. Lawyers at the inquiry accuse Russian President Vladimir Putin of directing a mafia state. Meanwhile, Royal Air Force fighters intercepted Russian bombers close to British airspace this week. Henry Ridgewell has a report.
Two Russian Tupolev Tu-95 aircraft, known as Bear Bombers, were intercepted close to British airspace Wednesday. Normally, the Russian aircraft skirt the far north of Britain. This time, the flight path was different, says Elizabeth Quintana of the Royal United Services Institute.
They were right down on the south coast in the channel between the UK and France, and also they were flying without their transponders on.
Quintana believes Moscow could have directed its bombers towards Britain in response to a public inquiry in London into the murder of Alexander Litvinenko, the former Russian spy. He died in 2006 after ingesting radioactive polonium. On his deathbed, he accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering his assassination. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Visit our website, voanews.com, for all the latest. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.